This is Aaron Lurie, Marty's son. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KMBR 680.
All right, nice to have everyone back. Boy, what a great day, Adam. Nice to, isn't it something today?
Yeah, it's been nice wrapping it up, and we got Bruce in, and we'll do a little bit more here before we
absolutely
give away.
We welcome in Melissa Lockhart, and of course she writes for The Athletic and is the expert on the minor leagues of the A's and the Giants. So, Melissa, nice to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Melissa, we're just happy to have you here today, and I think what I wanted to ask you is, and I see Ramos got, he was on the All-Star team for the South Atlantic League. He was one of the top 10 prospects in that league. But is there anyone in your top five or six of the Giants prospects that you think we may break through and see next year? And when this new person comes in to evaluate everything, may say, wow, I'm glad we have this person?
Yeah, you know, I think Sean Anderson, who I pegged as the number three prospect, is a guy that I think is going to figure pretty strongly in the Giants' rotation in the next few years. You know, he already reached AAA by the end of this last year, and I think in certain scenarios could even compete for a spot during spring training. But I'd imagine maybe by June that he'd be a regular member of that Giants' rotation and, you know, could end up teaming up with Rodriguez and Suarez as sort of a young back end to that rotation that gives him some financial stability as well as some, you know, rotation stability.
Melissa, the Giants have had success. I know that the big knock on the organization with the farm system is that it's just not deep, and they, you know, where are we getting these prospects, and why don't we have the Javi Baez and the Addison Russells, those type of players? But with the Giants, they've done a good job of having players maybe second-tier prospects and guys like Matt Duffy. Who's the guy like that, the Aramis Garcia or the Matt Duffy for the Giants in this system that may have value going into 2019?
Yeah, you know, there's a bunch of guys that I think fit into that category. They have a very solid player development coaching staff, you know, that kind of play up these talented players. I think, you know, the number five prospect on my list was Logan Webb as a right-hander that they've been high on for a while, and Tommy John surgery interrupted his development a little bit, but, you know, he showed a lot in his age 22 or age 21 season. He'll turn 22 next month. You know, and he's a guy that really could emerge as a very legitimate, you know, top prospect, given his quality of his stuff. Jalen Miller was the second baseman in San Jose this year, and he's a really dynamic athlete, power hitter from that position, can offer speed as well. And he's a guy that, you know, needs to tighten up his plate discipline, but could also kind of come up there and be a guy that rests that second base position away from Joe Panic in a year or two and ends up being a, you know, offensive asset for them at that spot.
It sounds like it's a lot of guys in the lower tiered system in the minors right now that have the most value for the Giants. Could you see them moving any one of those guys? I know Helio Ramos, a guy they probably want to hold on to, Joey Bart, the obvious one, but is there a guy like that who could have value in the lower minor leagues that they could haul in some other prospects or some other players with?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are always in systems, you know, players like that, and certainly I think you could find that. But, you know, if I were the Giants, I would be focusing on adding rather than subtracting at this point. I think what you touched on with the idea of the lack of depth is something that has played into some of the struggles of, in terms of getting their pipeline going and replacing some of the older players with younger players. You know, you need a lot of guys to find the one that's going to stick. And, you know, they probably are better off trading veterans to add to that mix than going the other way. So I look to them likely to go that direction in the next year or so.
Melissa Lockhart with us from The Athletic. I'm going to be down in Arizona by in the middle of next week. And the Arizona Fall League will be getting underway, of course, very quickly as soon as I'm down there. Can you run down the Giants people in the Fall League a little bit and someone you think I should be looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have a nice group. Some of them were guys that missed a significant period of time this year to injuries, which is not uncommon for the Fall League. You know, a lot of the reason for that league is for guys to make up at bats and innings if they were injured. But, you know, there's an outfielder, Heath Quinn, who's another guy like Jalen Miller that really stepped forward this year with San Jose. He had a lot of injuries in 2017. He did miss a month with a hamstring this year, but, you know, power hitting sort of profile corner outfielder, a guy that, you know, gives that offensive profile that the Giants have really been missing over the years, and someone that I think, you know, is on the verge of making a quicker development through the upper levels if he can, you know, find a way to stay healthy for a full season. So he's very intriguing. There's a right-hander who also played for San Jose this year, a guy named Melvin Adon, who regularly hits 100 miles per hour with his fastball. Doesn't always have a good idea of where it's going or how to sequence some of his other pitches, but he missed about half the season with an oblique strain. But he's a very intriguing arm and, you know, somebody that may develop as a back-end reliever if he doesn't stick as a starter. Right now, Aramis Garcia is on the AFL list. I'll be interested to see if he actually ends up going there, given how much he's played in September. They may find that the bats that he got were enough. And these rosters do tend to change a little bit once the initial announcement is made. So he's still on there, but, they may have seen all they need to see from him this September. And there's a couple of other pitchers that are coming off injuries, and Sam Wolf was the guy they acquired from the Rangers in the Matt Moore deal, reliever with a kind of an intriguing sinker-slider mix. Missed half the season with a flexor tendon strain, but, could be a contributor in a couple of years. Chase Johnson's a guy that's been on the 40-man roster for a couple of seasons, had Tommy John surgery, and I think they need to make a decision about whether to keep him on the 40-man roster, so this will sort of be an audition for him in terms of whether they keep him on there. And then Garrett Williams was a guy that starred for San Jose in 2017 and then really struggled in 2018 with Richmond, but has a left-handed arm, can get it up to 96, and is certainly someone to kind of keep an eye on. So it's control is his biggest issue, so they'll obviously be working quite a bit on that. And then there's the shortstop, C.J. Hinojosa from University of Texas, who missed half the season with a drug suspension, but played the second half of the year with Richmond, and kind of a role player type, but, somebody who could come up and, be that Kelby Tomlinson type player maybe in a year or two if it all comes together for him. So that's the group as they have it right now. As I say, it would not shock me if they swap out Garcia for someone else, but that's how they're looking at this point.
Boy, terrific. I'm looking forward to it. Did you ever come down to the Fall League?
I did a few years ago. I was actually there the year that Scottsdale had Bryce Harper and Mike Trout on the same squad. So I think I pretty much figured I'll never see a better team than that.
I was there with Gary Brown in center field. How about that?
I know. And he was the best player on that team for much of the season, which is kind of amazing to believe when you think of, the future Hall of Famers that were on there. But it's a great league. It's a great time. And, there's hardly anyone in the stands when those games are going on. So you get as much interaction with those players as you want. So if you're in Arizona, I highly recommend going to it.
Well, I appreciate it. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on. And your reports on The Athletic are terrific. You are the expert on the minor leagues, and you know your stuff. And if we follow you, we're going to know what's going on with the Giants. So I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Melissa Lockhart. She knows her stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. She does.
Yeah, it was a good breakdown of the system and who to pay attention to in Fall League.